My reaction after the good news about my nomination as among to be one of the 10 finalists in the upcoming award was that of extreme joy. It was so unexpected, and people rushed to my office thinking that something bad has happened to me. My collaborators were asking, "What is it?" I couldn't say a word. I just pointed to the screen of my laptop. Innocent civilians are dying. 2 days ago, a little child of 4 years was shot, the brain scattered while she was going to school in the mother's car. What did she do? Nothing wrong than to long to go to school. That same school we, the women, have been advocating for, that we allow, that should allow access for education to our children. Yes, that child died. Thousands went to the street, and I had to go in solidarity with other women to stand by the grieving mother. Truly, it is now that the work begins. This is what this award symbolizes to me. You agree with me, Peter, that there would be no need for any award if there was no conflict. Awards come as a result of crisis, conflicts, people dying, people being, girls being raped, people being maimed, villages razed, livelihoods destroyed. Yes. And because we, women peace builders and mediators, stand to speak out, to denounce, to advocate, to plead, to educate, we get to the level where we are today for recognition of the work done. And that recognition comes with so much responsibility. And one of such is continuity of the work we started already.
If you were to win this award, what would that do to your efforts in trying to bring peace? Because I heard reports that sometimes you feel threatened by both sides of the conflict.
If I happen to win this award, Peter, it will serve as a form of protection to my person and my family. Remember that my children have been kidnapped, my family have been threatened to gunpoint, and my collaborators kidnapped, our humanitarian car burnt, and many other ordeals happening to us. So if I win this award, it's going to reinforce protection, increase visibility of the work that we are doing, and ensure that recognition for the work that we're doing get to a higher level and to majority of the people we are serving to stand also for us.
What impact do you anticipate this having on the work you are doing, especially with those who you are training, the women groups that you are training to carry out peace activities to bring peace to their respective neighborhoods, engulfed in the ongoing conflict?
It will make them regain the lost hope, increase their self-esteem, make sure that there is trust among the womanhood, the sisterhood that we represent in carrying out our activities. It will galvanize their efforts in doing more than what we have been doing before, and it will take us to all the remotest parts of the communities to preach peace. It will enable us to carry out our community strengthening caravan, which we've started already, to strengthen community systems in order for them to live in peace while building social cohesion.